Welcome back, boys and girls. Episode 127, your Hump Day Podcast, Avid Bourbon. We love you so much that we're shutting our AC off to record this episode.
Fuck, man. Jesus Christ. This has been hot the last couple of days.
This is going to be a 45-minute episode, I think.
It's like I know it's been getting like warmer and all that global warming shit, but the first couple of days have been, this weekend, I mean, it's been great, but Jesus fucking Christ.
I try really hard.
Like cracking like 90 every day.
I try really hard not to complain about the heat, because I think you either
complain about the heat
or the cold. And I like to bitch about the cold, so I try not to bitch about the heat. You gotta pick one.
Yeah, I would definitely rather bitch about the cold. I'd much rather be hot than cold, but trying to sleep and shit, man.
Yeah. I prefer the Memorial Day weekend, though. Dustin.
I'm a big guy. I have an internal storage compartment.
You also grew up in muggy-ass Florida.
That is very true. Yeah.
I mean, we're pretty muggy in upstate New York, but there's nothing compared to, like, the nasty, muggy, like 100% humidity Florida.
It's a different type of mugging up in New York, though.
Fucking, yeah, that's true, too. Not where we live, but.
Yeah, so it felt like it was winter, and then all of a sudden, bam, summer.
Yeah.
I think it'll come off again, though, before it's, you know.
The last couple of years, it seems like spring has come really early. Like, we'll have, like, streaks of, like, really hot weather, and this year it seemed like it took a little while longer. Then all of a sudden, Memorial Day weekend, it's just, like, bam, 90 degrees for 4 days in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like, yeah, it's going to cool off a little bit. Not into the 60s, but... at least it's not going to be 90 every day.
It sucks, too, because I work outside and I wear these really heavy, thick pants.
That's brutal, man. Yeah. I haven't like to walk around, and it's just fucking, it sucks because, like, walking to get lunch or something, you come back just sweating. It's like,
I'm a sweater, too. I don't know about you guys. Like, I was the guy in gym class. I would just, like, not try to play basketball when we were stuck inside. I would take, like, a foul shot, and I would just be sweating for, like, the next 45 minutes.
Yeah. It's good times. We have a shower in our office, but unfortunately, our sales guy uses it as his office, so we really don't have a shower in our office.
I
thought you were going to say he sits in it all day.
No, I just shower right in front. John, don't look.
we have a shower at my work, but I've never seen it, so I don't know if it's there or not.
Yeah,
but I've heard stories about it.
It's an urban legend.
I don't go in the offices too much.
I actually would like to use it. I used to use the one in New York, actually, because we would go play basketball and then, like, shower, then go out for the night, and you didn't want to go back to your apartment. But
so, yeah. Before you guys tell me about your Memorial Day, I know Dustin sucks. He had to work.
Hell yeah.
But let me tell you about mine, because mine may have sucked more. So my dog has been plagued with seizures his whole life. He hasn't had one in, like, 2 years. This morning, took him out. Everything's fine. Comes inside, he throws up. If you know Spunky, Spunky's a puker. He throws up everywhere. And then he had, like, the most violent seizure I've ever fucking seen in my life. It was like trying to like wrestle. I wanted to say wrestle because just be funny. It's trying to wrestle a pig, man. I could not. I was like on my hands and knees trying to grab this dog that was like uncontrollable, having the seizure, just throwing himself everywhere. It was a fucking nightmare. If your dog or anything ever has a seizure, I couldn't imagine what a human seizure must look like.
Did you put a wallet in his mouth to make sure he doesn't bite his tongue?
I just punched him in the head until he stopped. It used to be like a bell, right? Like, do like the horse thing?
Yeah, you have to put something in their mouth so they don't chew off their tongue.
I've read online. I'm experiencing the dog seizure land. The dog, like... 1% of dogs in the history of dogs have died from, like, choking on their tongue during a seizure.
Yeah.
But it fucking sucks, man. He's like a 25-pound dog, and it was like trying to wrestle the Incredible Hulk. Like, trying to grab this dog. I don't know what it is, man. It sucks. I jinxed him. It's my fault. I said yesterday, because I was with my family, and he was with me, and, like, everybody loves him, and he just doesn't love anybody. It's really funny. Like, all the little kids try to pet him, and he does this thing. I don't know what it is. Like, he's kind of an affectionate dog. Like, he loves Andy, but if Andy tries to pet him, he just backs away. It's like, no, play with my toy. That's what we're gonna do. But he loves it when you pick him up.
Same thing. He just wants to play, and he knows if he gets pet, he's not gonna get the ball. So that's really
but
all it is.
Yeah, but like at night when we're alone, he's like he always sleeps with me. He always lays with me. Like when I'm playing video games, he lays in my lap. Like he's an affectionate dog. People just don't see it. But holy shit, I fucking jinxed him bad. I felt horrible. Like he couldn't walk. He couldn't stand. He was like falling over after he came out of it. So I spent like 2 hours just sitting there with him. And it was a fucking nightmare. I was supposed to go do things today. And like I was like, I can't leave him. Like, he's going to kill himself.
Did you bring him to the vet or you just...
When it first started happening, I took him to the vet. And they're like, there's nothing we can do. Like, once it's over, like a seizure is a lot different than a stroke. Like, once the seizure's done, like people bounce back from them. It doesn't really cause any, like, internal harm to them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of stress on their body, so you gotta try to keep them cool, especially on like today, because they like expend like a massive amount of energy. Like I can tell when he's walking upstairs, his muscles must be like tired or cramped because he's a little slower. But like usually they snap right out of it, and he's fine. But today, like he would take like 2 steps and just like keel over. I was like, Jesus Christ,
that doesn't sound good.
No, it sucks because I jinxed him. I feel terrible. And, like, his favorite thing to do is when I sit on the porch. Like, today I sat on my porch and probably read for, like, 3.5 hours maybe, just sitting in the sun. And I didn't let him outside for, like, 2 hours of it because I was like, if he has a seizure, he's going to fling himself off the side of the porch and I can't stop him. So, yeah. So that was my Memorial Day. It sucked.
That's fun.
It sucked. Well, I drank the whole time, but. He like seems fine now. Day. Yeah, well, normal day.
Are you done with 12-hour days or 10-hour days, whatever the fuck it was?
No, that's my always shift is 10-hour days, but I was doing more the last month because one of the guys was out sick or whatever.
Is he dead?
No.
Yeah, but
he's
guys
coming
don't,
back tomorrow.
You guys, were you saying you don't get paid for sick days?
I don't because I'm part-time, but you're full-time, you
so that guy probably does?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, that guy must just not give a shit if he's like been gone for like a month, sick, not getting paid for it.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. But no more 50 to 60-hour days for me so far.
Well, fuck you because you gave them to me because that's what I'll be doing for the next year of my life. I'm so fucked at work. Like all the people that were ahead of me quit.
Really? Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, it's good for me, promotion-wise.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. But I have to be in at, like, 5:30 or 6 tomorrow. And it's, I can't say what we call it, but there's a thing where in New York State, I don't know if it's everywhere, but if you don't physically work 40 hours, you don't get paid for overtime. So I can work 12-hour shifts for the next 4 days and only get 8 hours overtime. It's great.
That sucks. Sweet.
Yeah, no, it sucks.
Hey, if you only have to work 4 days a week, I'm all for it.
I don't have to work 4 days a week. I'm just saying it's because of the holiday.
Oh, yeah, that's
they're
right.
They're going to make me make up all the time I missed today. Plus
that sucks.
The rest of the week and not get paid the overtime for it.
What about weekends? Can you go on Saturdays for a couple hours?
No, I don't work weekends.
Jeez, sorry.
Usually my job's great. 7 to 3:30, I have the best job, and then it's easy. 7:30, that's a great shift, especially in the summer. Home by 3, or well, I'm home by like 3:41, and I start drinking and doing whatever I want to do.
Start drinking, play video games. It sounds like a good time.
You know what? Like, I don't know if it's because like I'm aging or I don't know what it is, but I have a really hard time like lately coming home and just cracking into video games right away. Like, I need to do something first. Like, it's nothing, like, productive. Don't, like, I'm no hero. I'm not, like...
You're just masturbating when you get home.
Yeah, it's just furiously... I'm just furiously beating off when I get home. But, there's something, like, I know, like, Andy likes to come home, and he's, like, tries to be productive. Like, he'll do a little bit of work, or even on the weekends, he'll do, like... You try to sneak in some, like, coding like that. When I come home, I'll just, like, sit. Like, I should be playing video games because I'm not doing anything. But I don't know what it is. Lately, I've just been, like, in this slump where I just can't get anything going after work. It sucks.
I don't ever play video games till like 8 p.m. and I want to. I just don't. I don't know.
Well, I don't either. I just sit around for like 3 hours. I might as well be.
Yeah. My current work schedule is I get out of bed at realistically 8 o'clock, crawl to the shower, and then walk to work, and I'm there by 8:30.
Dude, I
should wake up at 7 and like eat breakfast and like, you know, do stuff, but instead I just literally like crawl to work.
I get out of bed at like 6:42 and then take Spunky out and then go to work by 7. It's so bad. Like, because I shower at night. I'm a shower. What are you guys? Shower in the morning, shower at night?
I don't shower.
Okay.
Well, I shower every morning. I shower some nights too.
I usually shower in the morning after a workout.
I'm a shower at night. I've always been a shower at night guy. I don't mess around with a shower during the morning.
I shower every morning.
When I had long hair, I used to shower in the morning because you got to control it. But other than that.
Yeah.
How was your Memorial Day, Andy? Dustin worked. I had the donkey babysit.
Oh, you mean like literally my Memorial Day?
Did you do anything fun?
I went to my grandma's 91st birthday party. It's fine.
You know what? I've been friends with you for... Oh, go ahead. Dustin. What did Dustin say?
Dustin made a joke. I don't know.
I said, was there an open bar?
Oh, well, my uncle does brew his own beer, so that was actually the fun part.
There you go.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, he's actually really good too, because he's been doing it for like a decade. Because everybody who brews beers, they suck for a long time. And he actually makes pretty good ones now.
I've been friends with you for 20 years, and I don't think I've ever met anybody in your family.
Yeah,
but don't feel bad. I don't know if you've ever met anybody of mine.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Does anybody meet each other's uncles and aunts? It's not really a thing.
Well, besides Jay, because Jay's family hoards him fucking bodyguards.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, I have a family of five, so, well, five kids. So it's like, we don't have, like, huge family get-togethers as much, because our family get-together with my immediate family is, like, Jesus, like 30 people now when you include significant others' kids and their parents, you know? Yeah, no, it was good. It was good to see them. I mean, she's 91, so.
Yeah, I saw a thing on. I didn't know. I saw your dad post it. I didn't know your grandfather fought in a war. That's crazy. I never knew that. I think that was.
Yeah.
Am I mixing up posts?
No, yeah, he did.
So happy Memorial Day to him.
Yeah. I never met him. He died before I was born. He died at like 52 of a heart attack or something. So there's a lot of heart disease. My dad had quadruple bypass surgery. But he's fine and his dad's not, and that's why science is a great thing. my dad wouldn't have, there's no way he would have, you know, he wouldn't have made it that, you know, that long ago.
Do you guys ever think about, like, all right, we'll play this game. Think back, like, say you're living 150 years ago. Was there ever any, like, sickness or disease that you got that would have killed you that you wouldn't have lived?
Yeah, I have thought about that before.
I've got mono. I got mono and chickenpox.
I had.
I don't think I would have lived. Like, honestly, I think I would have been dead by like 13 if I lived like 100 years ago.
I cut the bottom of my foot open, and I had to get like 14 stitches in it.
They would have just taken your foot.
Yeah.
I had. There's two types of meningitis. I had the less bad version, but it was still the worst sickness I've ever had. I don't know if that's deadly. I'm not really sure if that's just something that you know, tough out.
I mean, it just means we're all pussies, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, there's a reason that life expectancy was 25, you know, 200 years ago.
I wish they would do like a show that represented that. Like, they'd have like the girls and guys getting married at like 13 and like just the old people being like 25 years old. Like, they're seasoned veterans of the world, and they're like 21 and they're dead. Their grandparents, they just die. Like, everything that we see that's reenacted or like in a movie, it's like there's really old people, like Game of Thrones. Marjorie Tyrell, Tyrell's her grandmother. No way she would have lived that long.
Adam, I've got it for you. You do a movie called The Bucket List, and instead of those old men, you have like two 25-year-olds.
That would be great. it's with Zac Efron, James Franco's Franco's brother.
They both just have the common cold.
That sounds good.
We need a black. Oh, the kid, Michael B. Jordan. There you go. Done. That's a movie. Thank you, Hollywood. It was just funny. Like, I definitely would have died before I was like 14 if I lived like 100 years ago.
When I was like 2 or younger, I split my head open, and they had to give me stitches for that too. So I probably would have died from that.
I was pretty good from like 0 to 8. I think I got chicken pox when I was like in 4th grade. I pulled through that, but then I got mono, and I was like in a coma for like 2 days. There's no way I would have lived.
I don't remember chicken pox being that bad. I just got a minor version of it.
I just don't know anything about it. I guess that's just our ignorance. I imagine chickenpox killed people. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know. I think smallpox did, but I don't think
smallpox kills people. Smallpox, that's a whole different ballgame.
But like, even with chickenpox, I remember like people always, you always hear about like people older than us, like our parents' age, like they have scars and stuff from chickenpox. Like, I don't have any scars.
It's because they scratched it.
But they didn't know how to
scratch it.
But I think that just means, yeah, but that's not the cure or the treatment of the disease. It's like, you're good, just don't scratch. You know, there's obviously something else. Yeah, it's like, don't itch, you're good, you'll live.
I don't think it's any sort of immune disease that can kill you. I think it's just...
I think chickenpox can kill you.
Well, chickenpox turns into something if you don't... Or no, AIDS. Let me rephrase. You can get something if you don't get chickenpox as a kid, right? It's shingles.
Shingles,
yeah. Because that's why people have like chickenpox party where they get their kid... They make their kids get chickenpox.
Wait, you say chickenpox party?
Yeah, you never heard of that?
What?
You never heard of that? Yeah,
I get somebody dressed up as a chicken and
this episode is going to turn into the last episode already. I can feel it. So there's a chicken pox. No, I've never heard of a chicken pox
it's
party.
It's not literally a party. There's no hats or anything.
But why do they call it a party then?
Right, so they get one kid with chicken pox, and then
they rub
each kid on the kid with chicken pox.
They get into like, oh, they throw, they have a bunch of half naked children in a ball pit, and they throw the chicken pox kid in there, and he just swims around.
I think it's like a pool pretty scenario, so it's like a chicken pox soup at the end of it. It's really good. Oh, you gotta heat it up, you gotta put some celery in there.
Like my chicken pox soup for the soul.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I got you.
But Andy, please explain. That's a real thing, chickenpox party?
Yes, people do that because chickenpox is not dangerous at all to get as a kid, but the version of it that you can get as an adult is much more dangerous, so you already have the immune to it if you get chickenpox as a kid. And it's not like something that everybody does, but...
And I think if you get chicken pox as a kid, you can still get shingles when you're older, but it's...
I think it's possible, but it's less likely.
It's very less likely.
Does my house have shingles? Is that a thing? Do houses have shingles?
The roof shingles, maybe?
Yeah, I'm going to pretend that you didn't ask that.
trying to think of something. I don't know. I got nothing. The chicken pox party. Can we please name the episode of that?
Done. I won't remember, but I'll try to.
And for the outro song, can we get the what's the chicken?
Right,
I don't want to be a chicken.
That chicken song. I was doing a different one.
No, you were doing the exact one, weren't you?
Well, I didn't know that words to it.
Weren't you going da na na na?
Yeah.
Wait, how do you know that song and not know there's words to it? You've never been to like a high rollers or a school dance? Or a wedding?
Yeah, that usually doesn't have words to it.
It absolutely has words to
it. I've never heard it with words. I think you're crazy.
I think Dustin was deaf.
I'm not helping you.
Majority of his life.
I'm leaving you guys on a cliff to die on this one. I'm just gonna
Andy knows I'm right.
I'm not taking sides on this.
Dustin, he knows I'm right.
I think what you're thinking of is like a commercial where they put words in it for like a chicken.
I'm pretty sure.
Like fried chicken.
I couldn't make that up. I don't want to be a chicken. I don't want to be a duck, so I shake my butt.
A follow-up like part of the episode where we were like, oh, yeah, we'll look that up and report back next episode. Now, don't get me wrong. This is never going to happen. It's a nice idea, though.
I'll listen to it after this, and I'll get back to you.
All right. Are we ready to talk about Game of Thrones? Obviously not this week's.
I said in the podcast that I had read the last book, but that wasn't true. I'm like,
fucking liar.
No, I think I read. I was reading it, and then like,
I didn't think you did read it. That's
okay.
That.
I couldn't remember if I did say it or not. But so I'm still reading the last book. I'm like 700-800 pages in, and there's parts of that last book where like, I wish that stuff was really in the show. Like, they're not. There's the reason why I started watching, because I did take a break from the show and I was like, I'm not going to read, or I'm not going to watch farther than I read. So I started reading like the book, and then I got like pretty far ahead. And I was like, well, I can watch the show. There's parts in that last book, Dancing with Wolves, that like that they're, I think they're really missing out like in the show. Like, I won't spoil it for anybody, but there's two characters that have been, well, one of them just appeared in the newest book and one of them was in the last book, I think. It's like these people were are huge characters in the book. Like, why don't they exist in the world of the TV show? But then like you watch the TV show and it's like the TV show's really fucking good. Like this season, besides like this latest episode, which I thought was like, hey, everybody's on Memorial Day weekend vacation, nobody's watching the show, let's kind of tone it down. This season I think has been the best season of Game of Thrones, and they're playing with stuff that hasn't quite been in like the books.
Well, they've completely diverged away from the books.
They haven't completely. That's not true.
Well, not 100%, but there's so many different things from the books compared to the TV show now.
Dustin, I can't believe you don't read these books.
I just don't read as much as I'd like to.
Dude, you, like, audiobooks are a thing. Torrents are a thing. Just fucking steal them.
I have the books. I just don't.
No, just get the, you drive all day. Just get the books on tape and just listen to them at work. They're really good.
I think I have them on Audible.
Well, Audible is really expensive and stupid, and nobody should ever
audible.com.
But if Audible ever thought to sponsor this podcast, we'd be happy to take it. But Andy, I just want to get your idea or your thought, because you've read all of them, you watched all the shows. Like, I can't say what characters, but what do you think? Like, you feel like the TV show is missing out on some really good stuff in the book? Or are you okay with it, where everything is going?
Yeah, I mean, I'm fine. I mean, you have to cut things out to make the show. Unless they wanted to make the show 30 seasons, it's impossible to do right.
I'd be fine with that.
Yeah, I think everybody would. But so, I mean, yeah, I think it's important, in fact, that they cut entire characters out of the book just because that saves them a lot of time. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But it's interesting because it also is like, well, is that character going to be critical in the book if they could just cut them out completely? But they can, because then you can always give, like, if they have a plot point that's super important, you can just give it to someone else or something.
Well, I think biggest thing is I hated the way they treated Dorne. Like, Dorne in the books was so, like, cool. Like, I loved prince. He was the handicapped prince. He was awesome.
That was definitely a place where they saved a lot of
treated it like shit. Like, he's such a better character than what he was represented at.
Yeah, he was awesome in the books.
Like, he tried to control all those people, like his Oberyn's. Like, did they ever explain that those three girls were Oberyn's daughters?
I think briefly, so. For like a second.
Yeah, I think
this. He tried his best to control them, control what was going on with the Lannisters, like save his kids, save Marcella. Like, in the books, it was so much better. And in the TV show, it's like he has like three episodes and he dies like a bitch.
He used his weakness in the books to make everybody underestimate him.
Yeah,
actually a badass. But yeah, I don't know. Well, it's hard to pick anything because it's like, okay, well, if you want to add in all that Dorne stuff, then what do you got to lose? You know, and that's where it's hard. It's like, it's just it's really hard to make those books into a TV show. You can nitpick a lot of the stuff in the shows, but it's overall super impressive what they've been able to do. So I almost wish, I don't think this is the case, but a lot of people are saying like it's diverged from the books. You'd almost wish that like it was its own thing and then the books were its own thing, but you know they're going to have the same plot points that come back together.
So, yeah, they have to.
It would be bizarre if they didn't.
I mean, even if the ending's a little different, it's going to be like more similar than it is different.
Dude, wouldn't that be badass though if George R. R. Martin was just like, okay, the TV show's got to get ahead of the books. Well, I'm going to write two completely different stories.
He just lies to him. He's like, yeah, Daenerys dies.
Exactly. One of the dragons, go make it.
I think with the TV show, if they want to put the whole extensive universe of the Game of Thrones book into a TV show, that's literally impossible. I think they're just focusing on the Stark family, Lannisters, and Targaryen. And I think those are the three main ones in the book too. I could be wrong.
No, you're on it.
So I think that's just what they're trying to do. And I mean, George R. things here and there.
George R. R. Martin goes into a lot of detail with smaller characters, which is great. And it makes you like really understand like what's going on in the world, like in the Roose Bolton world and like all the other small families worlds. You understand more of what they're doing and what they're trying to accomplish in the show. It just appears that Roose Bolton and Ramsay are just assholes.
Yeah.
Right. And in the show, I think, which a show allows, and this is an unfair comparison to comic book movies, but I just thought of it because I see it coming up in the show notes. But one thing that I think Game of Thrones does really well that not every fantasy or comic book or any sort of genre does with this epic stuff is that, and they do it better in the book than they do in the show, is that it makes you feel like there's more affected than just the major families. In other words, like one of the big complaints of the Star Wars movies that was so laughable, it's like there's of the prequels, you know, the shit ones, was that like there's this huge galactic war going on, and you're always in these sceneries where like everything's fine, all the cities look fine, and like Game of Thrones does a really good job being like shit is fucked up out there. You know, it's not just the kings and the queens that are having problems. It's like they get you in like the commoners' heads and show all that stuff, so like you could see how this war actually affects the world. And that's like super fucking hard to do, right? Because you're trying to keep the plot points moving, but you also have to show kind of some of that background.
Yeah.
But that's some of what you meant. The show does a good job of it, but it's something you miss from the books because they do a really, really good job in the books of that.
Yeah, I'm really surprised, but I think like Dance with Dragons.
Yeah.
I think it's my favorite book so far, and I'm 700 pages in. It's really good. Like the stuff they're going into it. And it's so nice to have like the TV show where I can visualize every single character. That's one awesome thing. Like if you watch the show, go back and read the book because it makes the book better because you can see those characters doing the things that they're doing. You have a better understanding of why they're doing those things. But I really just wanted to get like an idea of like, Andy, you've read everything. You've seen everything. Like how do you think everything's going? And Dustin is the only TV show. Want to get an idea of like how you both think everything's going, because I really love everything so far. I think it's great.
Yeah, I was not the biggest fan, and it wasn't me being like the douchey, like I read the books, it can't possibly be a good TV show. I really didn't think the first season of Game of Thrones was that great until the last few episodes, and I was almost like got bored of it and didn't watch the second season for a while. And then I did eventually catch up, and it's been awesome since then. And I do think that this season is probably the best season so far,
as far as
like just episode to episode. And I think they really hit their stride. I think they kind of learned how to do it at first, and obviously, I'm sure their budget went up.
It's almost like, but since the TV show has like the narrow vision that like almost like the book has, like each book is like. Like especially the last like three books. Well, you said the last two were split, or what was this? Storm of Crows. Four and five were split up in two books. So like they're very like narrow visioned like stories, which is great. And that kind of is what like translates to the TV show. Like right now, what we're seeing is very narrow stories, and it's cool to like, I don't know, catch up on like things we've been missing. Because last season didn't have Bran in it at all, and Bran is like the most important person season.
Right, he could be everything when it's all said and done.
Yeah,
I think George R. R. Martin is. I know I can't criticize him at all because he's fucking brilliant. But I think if I had to say one thing about him, he in the books and the TV show, because they're based on the books, the whole idea of like this epic fantasy, which he's great at, and having a million characters, I think it started to get away from him a little bit. And I think splitting up book four and five actually was really good for him, because it made him be like, here are some plot points that are moving forward. Because it did get to the point where it's like, okay, if you don't live in this world, like where he has like his, you know, room with all the characters, everything, it's like there were points where I was reading the books and I'd be like, who the fuck is this again?
You know,
it's
like, dude, I had that today.
Have some time with them, you know?
I read like 150 pages today, and there was one chapter, and I was like, I have no idea what he's talking about. Like, how does he?
I use the Kindle X-ray all the time.
I was like, how does this guy go from page to page, like keeping this story straight? I have no idea what the fuck he's talking about. And then like, he'll throw like key phrases in and shit, and you'll like it clicks. Like, oh, this person's doing this for this person. It's like, yeah. So Dustin, as a person that hasn't read the books, are you a satisfied Game of Thrones customer?
I'm actually the reverse of Andy. I read the first book and I was like, eh.
Okay.
I thought it was okay. I just wasn't the best. But I really liked the TV show. I liked the first season. I read the first book first and then watched the first season. I thought it followed it pretty extremely close to the book.
It was pretty accurate, the first book to the first season.
Yeah, and I thought that was really cool. And I just, every season has just been amazing.
Yeah, I started off, I watched the first season. I knew my friends were reading the books. And then I read the first book after I watched the first season. And I ended up reading like 4 books in a row. And then I took like 2 years off. The show, I watched up to season 4, then stopped watching the show for like 2 years. No, I watched up to season 3, stopped watching the show for like 2 years. Watched season 4 and 5, started reading Dance with Wolves, and then started watching the show again. So it's good. Yeah. So that's your Game of Thrones minute.
That was like 10 minutes of Game of Thrones.
It was like a minute. Actually, we didn't spoil anything. We're good.
Well, can we talk about the sad ending 2 weeks ago, or do you think it's still too soon?
And, you know, hold Andy, on a second.
Let's just hold the door on that, Andy, okay?
Yeah, let's hold the door. Yeah, let's
not do it. I will say this, though. If you guys watch on HBO Go, which I'm assuming everyone does,
I don't.
After the Thrones or whatever. No, not, yeah.
I should just give you the game or the HBO.
I have a way to get it. It's okay.
I know, but like the one I'm using, like 50 people use it and they don't do anything about it. So I might as well just give it to one more
person. I get it. I can get the show at 1080. So I'm good.
Okay. I was just saying, like, I know like 30 people that have the account I use and it works perfectly. They just don't care.
Watch After the Thrones, because that actually helps. I've only watched it twice, but it actually really helps like wrap up some of the stuff. It's just like some super fans and they're nerds, but like they'll be like, oh, by the way, remember this one scene with this one guy? You totally forgot who that was, right? And I'm like, yes. And they're like, oh, it's this guy. And you're like, oh, I fucking remember who that is now. Yeah. So like that actually is helpful.
My only annoyance with being that guy that's read the books and watched the show, and I have people at work that have just watched the show. They're like, he's not dead yet. He's not dead, right? He didn't die. I was like, I don't know, because like where I'm at in the books, he hasn't died. But it looked like he kind of died in the show. Like I don't see a way around that situation.
I'm pretty sure he did.
Yeah, I mean,
and there's a big controversy.
And Andy, don't spoil it for me, but like, it doesn't look like. Doesn't look like there's a way like he was getting through that.
What one thing that bothered me, and I'm trying to do this without spoiling anything. Well, this I'm going to spoil something from the show, but it's from 3 weeks ago, so I don't really care.
You're good.
Jon Snow's alive.
oh, shit.
Oh, my God. I was actually a little bit disappointed by that. Not that he was alive, because I love Jon Snow, but because in the one cool part about the George R. R. Martin like world is that deaths fucking like are permanent. Like in a lot of fantasy books, people come back from dead all the time, and it's kind of like – in this, you're like, Ned Stark, he's going to come back, right? No, he's fucking decapitated. And I knew Jon Snow was going to come back in some form, but I was hoping that it would be more like the skin changing that we talked about, like going to his wolf or, I don't know, something or coming back and being like completely different person.
Maybe being like one of the White Walkers.
Well they haven't, they cool. Like, oh Jesus, we should probably, I don't know how much more we can talk.
Let's
about
move
this.
On.
Yeah, because like if we're going to talk about that, like, there's some serious shit in the book that's amazing.
Well, that's
and
what
they
I
just haven't
I
they haven't jump. Touched they haven't touched in the show.
It's like I didn't want to jump to the book. That's what I was trying to avoid.
Like,
so
like I don't know if they're like trying to ease like the audience into like the warg thing, but there's some serious shit in the warg world, if that's a real thing. www.wargworld.com.
It makes you wonder if they're just gonna skip it.
Yeah, dude. I mean, what was it? Book 2 or 3, the epilogue of like with what was the lightning sword or the fire sword guy that hasn't been in the show in forever?
I don't remember his name. He was part of the thieves.
Yeah, I can't think
I mean
of his name, but
the
yeah,
discovery that about. That him and his people have at the end of one of those books would blow up the fucking world of the game of the show that hasn't appeared, hasn't even been mentioned. So
it's true. Yeah. Yeah, I'm starting to think those things are like they're just going to skip them. I don't know.
I can't believe they're going to skip them. Like they haven't been in the books really, but you still like know in the back of your mind this exists. Yeah. It's crazy.
And he always comes back to that stuff in the books at least, always. Yeah. Like if he puts something out there, that's why he's so. I remember reading book 3 and I have no idea what it was, but like at the end of book 3 there was something that was a callback to this small little event that happened at the beginning of book 1 or halfway through book 1. And I just remember thinking this motherfucker planned this stuff out so far in advance. It's, you know,
this guy has a cork board. That's a size of the wall.
It's funny that you say that. I said to someone at work the other day, I go, I picture him like when they're trying to solve a serial killer.
He's got the yarn board?
Yeah, the red yarn and everything, you know? Like, don't you see his war room like that?
Oh, yes.
I feel like his assistant is 23 years old with gray hair. Trying to sort this shit out.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Like, Jesus Christ, like, who is this guy? And, like, last night with Sam, like... I don't want to talk about it anymore. That was your Game of Thrones minute.
Yeah, we'll get to that next week.
But it's good. I'm just so happy that, like, last thing I'll say about this is this is the first season they're away from the books for the most part. It's still really good. They're doing a good job. It still feels like the Game of Thrones that people have watched for the last 7 years. It's good.
No doubt.
I want to, once Game of Thrones TV show is completely over, I want to go back and read all the books.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I started this weekend going back and watching the old episodes. The first couple are really good, but man, I just can't tolerate Joffrey. I just can't do it. Yeah, I was like, dude, that's I'm almost like, I got to the point where Nymeria and Lady attacked Joffrey on... like the river and they killed Butcher Boy. I was like, I just don't want to watch this anymore. Like I'm done. Like I'm sure it's great for people.
Did a great job.
He did. He was great. Like I think
so hateable.
That kid in interviews has said so many times, like I'm not Joffrey. People
he actually does seem like he seems like a decent dude. He actually does, which is shocking because you just assume when you see a character like that, you're like, okay, that kid's an asshole. Really.
Yeah. Well, he was in the first the first Batman movie.
Oh yeah, was he
He's a little kid.
Yeah, Batman gives him like a gadget. Tells him to like shut the fuck up.
Tossles his hair.
Yeah. Rapes him. What?
I was gonna say.
Just a pinky finger. Come on.
He's like, this is a chicken pox party.
Speaking of Batman, I actually have no idea what you wanted to talk about here. Did you want to talk about the quality of these movies or just kind of how they were made?
I just wanted to see since you guys have both seen it, and I just finally saw Batman vs. Superman. Which of these is better? And I know what your answers are going to be.
Iron Man's a shit movie, so take that off the list right away.
No, not Batman. It's Batman v Superman versus Civil War, basically.
Oh, why'd you put Iron Man then?
Because I was just doing a thing that I thought was funny. Batman v Superman v Captain America v Iron Man.
I'm going to change that in our show notes real quick.
All right, Batman v Superman v Captain America v Civil War.
All right, so in my opinion, Batman v Superman v... everything is Batman vs. Superman is better for me, but that's not like it's a better movie. I acknowledge that that Civil War is a better movie, but Batman vs. Superman is bigger for me. Okay. Better for me.
What about you, Andy?
I mean, it's one of my favorite comic book movies versus one of my least favorite comic book movies.
So Andy agrees with me.
I'm gonna go with Civil War by a long shot for this one.
Yeah.
Although the one caveat I will say for Batman vs Superman is I do have hopes for the Affleck Batman. Outside of that, that didn't do much for me.
I think Batman vs Superman was too long. I think they should have cut a lot of middle stuff out.
They could have.
I mean, I like Civil War. It was about they're about the same time, right? They're about 2.5 hours long each.
I think something like that. Yeah.
I think Civil War was actually longer.
I think Civil War just ran a lot smoother than Batman v Superman.
It's weird.
Civil War
like,
never stopped.
Dialogue.
It was just a good movie. Like Batman v Superman is not a good movie. It's not a good movie at all.
Classic, the classic case of good versus bad pacing. Like one had really good pacing, the other had really bad pacing.
And Civil War had like triple the amount of people in the movie.
I thought that Spider-Man stuff was going to be so fucking stupid. I saw the trailer and I was like, this movie's going to blow. And then really well done, I thought.
I didn't know, like, going into the movie that Tony Stark, like, sought out Peter Parker. No, like, I was just expecting the Spider-Man scene to just show up. Yeah. He was just going to be there. I didn't know there was going to be more to it. And I thought, like, I thought that part was slow in the movie, but I thought it made sense. Like, I thought their interaction was cool. Like, it did really take it, like a break in the middle of that movie for Tony Stark to go sit there and talk with him. Yeah, it was good. No, so I was really surprised, like, because I did not expect that scene at all. I didn't know it was going to happen.
Yeah.
It was really good.
They did a really good job with the action and the slow parts, because normally in those movies, one of my biggest complaints is it's like, all right, action, I get it. Like, Jesus Christ. You know, like, some of the, like, the Avengers 2, it was just nonstop. And, like, I didn't hate Avengers 2. I didn't think it was nearly as good as 1, but, it didn't feel like it was just in your face the whole time. A big part of it, too, is just, like, the tension. Like, are there stakes? Do you care about what's happening? And then, like, Civil War, there was a lot going on where you did. So, yeah, they did a good job with that. I still like Winter Soldier a little better.
I think you're crazy. I really like Civil War.
Just my opinion.
I
like, they're two of my favorite comic movies. I'm just saying I like Winter Soldier just a little bit better.
The commercial for Civil War really did not rub me the right way. I did not want to go see it after seeing the commercial, because I thought it was just going to be the Civil War between Captain America not bringing in his friend Bucky and Tony Stark being like, well, you know, he's a prisoner or he's a convict, so he has to go in. I thought that's what Civil War was going to be about. Yeah. And I'm very happy that it wasn't that.
It was very cool how they kind of like made the trailers make you think. Usually that's annoying, because usually like you see the trailers and they sell it as this thing, and then you get there and you're like, oh, this isn't what I wanted. But I'm with you. That's not what I wanted. So I'm glad that they didn't. Like, they did it in a small way, but then that was, you know, what led to the ending without giving anything away.
Yeah.
Super well done.
And I like the fact that it's still like Captain America versus Iron Man, who would win? I think that it was a very good fight between them that didn't really end with a winner.
Yeah, well, I said it before, my only problem with Captain America character is lately they can't figure out if he's Superman or if he's not. Because, like, in the last two movies, he's been a fucking god. It's like
the jumping out of the elevator thing was painful. It was like,
well, it's like he can take, like, he bleeds, but, like, it doesn't matter. Like, he does whatever the fuck he wants.
I mean, Superman bleeds, too. You just need to get a kryptonite spear or whatever the fuck that was.
No, I'm with you, though. It's like, as soon as you make a guy invincible, it dissipates all the tension that you have. That is a problem with Captain America.
Like, it was cool because he was, like, the super soldier, but, like, soldier means, like, you can die.
Lately,
he's been portrayed as, like, this, like, the almighty of, like, the Avengers. Like, yeah, you have Thor and Hulk, but it's, like, when they're not around, it's, like, Captain America can do whatever fucking, like, he was in that blast, wasn't he? That killed a bunch of people and nobody fucking, or he didn't get hurt? Or did it go up high enough?
I don't remember. Yeah,
I think you threw it up. But, whatever.
Yeah, I think she threw it up.
Oh yeah, no, you
a totally few stories.
Enough, yeah, I'm with you though. That is a small problem.
And I think they need to figure that out.
Yeah, he needs to have a movie where he gets seriously injured or something. And it was great that Hulk and Thor weren't there though, because they are literally invincible. Mm-hmm. It's like literally.
Yeah, they proved how they're invincible when they had them fight in the first Avengers movie. So like they were just exchanging blows on the
It's funny seeing Hulk punch him, right? Because he can't die. this is a nitpick, and this doesn't actually bother me.
Oh, it's all nitpicking, yeah.
Yeah, not this though. Like the Captain America thing is a legitimate gripe. I think.
I think they need to figure it out.
But Iron Man, the fact that he can fall like 10 stories and be okay because he's in an iron suit, that has always killed me. It's like, dude, that would hurt worse than if you weren't in the suit. You know what I'm saying? Like that doesn't make
unless he's surrounded by bubble wrap inside.
I want them to have just one line of dialogue that says, "We have the gesticulators that adjust to pressure or something." Because I'm just like, every time he falls, I'm like, he would be dead.
If you're the black Iron Man, the falls hurt a little more, I guess.
is actually made out of
steel. I didn't understand that part. Like why did they show that in the trailers anyways?
Yeah. I'm not going to go into spoilers, damn it. I want to. It's still probably a little too early.
It's been out long enough.
All right. We're not. Oh, we're going
to go there? Let's wait. It's still relatively new.
It's been a month.
Yeah.
Dustin wanted to go to spoilers for the two episodes of Game of Thrones like the day after.
I know. Yeah. Now he hasn't seen this one.
I'm watching it right after this.
All right. I don't know what this next topic is.
Oh, but... no. Before we go to the next topic.
Next.
Andy, I know you can't like talk about this, but I feel like we have to. We can't skip it 2 weeks in a row. Overwatch.
Yeah.
Me and Dust, somehow I convinced Dustin to buy it on Xbox One.
You called me a pussy.
No, I didn't. We were going to stream, and you said you want to start at 12, and I said I want to play some Overwatch first. Can you try to find an Redbox? And
I couldn't find that
Redbox. You couldn't find a Redbox, then all of a sudden you bought the game. I had nothing to do with that. I was just saying, before we start streaming, I'm going to play Overwatch.
Pretty sure you called me a pussy.
I think I called you a pussy after.
Yeah.
But anyways, I don't think we can go two episodes without talking about Overwatch. Overwatch is a really good game. And that's all I have to say about it. No, I think Overwatch is a really good game until it isn't. And what I mean by that is you can have the time of your life with that game, and then you can spend the next 2 hours playing that and just being completely fucking miserable in that game. Because it's already getting to the point where this was a big concern about the game is like, if you're playing by yourself and you're playing against a team of six people in a party, can you compete and have fun in that game? And I think the answer right away, and this is the first week this game's out, is no. Like, this game, people grouping up and playing together, playing smart, is going to ruin this game for anybody that doesn't have friends that they play with. And just like, hey, I'm going to casually play this game, because you can't.
Yeah,
cannot casually play this game.
I'm hoping that the matchmaking improves, and because that should be a very solvable problem. It should match singles versus singles and bigger groups versus bigger groups.
Yes,
and
local singles in your area.
So I'm hoping that will improve. And it's one of the reasons Overwatch is good is because there's stakes. Dota is fun because having the wrong team makeup sucks, which means having the right team makeup is so much fun. But like Dota, I don't think I'll ever play Overwatch by myself. I don't think I've literally ever played one game of Dota. I'll play Overwatch sometimes by myself, but like
when I got back into Dota, like practicing, I played like on rank by myself, trying to just work on my own clicks and shit like that.
I just did not.
But I didn't do anything to help the team. They fucking hated me for it, so it wasn't a great experience.
No, it's no fun to play. You're either getting yelled at, or you want to yell at everyone else. That's pretty much what happens.
Well, my concern with Overwatch is like, everybody that plays first person shooters on console is a Call of Duty player or Battlefield, and that's, you go out there and you kill more people than the other team, and now all of a sudden Overwatch is a game where kills matter, but like capturing that objective, pushing that objective forward. Pushing back a team, not so much, you don't necessarily need to kill them. If you can get them to retreat or fall back, you know, go look for health or change their style of gameplay, that's a win. And that's just not, I don't think that's translating well. At least from what I played on Xbox One today, the games I played, we had teammates. There was three of us in a party. I don't know how invested the two people I was with were on the objectives, but it seemed like everybody was just playing, I'm going to go out there and get the best kills that I can and fuck this objective. And it was just a miserable experience. Like, it's so crazy that a game that can be so good, like you can have such great moments, can so quickly turn into like, God, this game is like bad. Like, it's not a fun game.
I really
worry about Overwatch on consoles.
I have a confession.
Yeah.
I like Battleborn better than Overwatch.
You might be the first person to say that.
I like that it has a single player element with like co-op, and it has the multiplayer. It's essentially the same game multiplayer, but it has I just really like the episodic single player co-op that you can do.
Interesting.
Well, I just think it's funny like how when Titanfall came out, when Star Wars Battlefront came out, people were bitching about there's no single player. And then a Blizzard game comes around and they're like, hey, it's fine. It's a Team Fortress type game. It doesn't need a single player. It's like, where are the critics? Where are the people bitching about the single player games?
Yeah.
Where do they go?
I mean, I like Overwatch a lot. I just think
Overwatch is great. Element
of Battleborn just makes it a little better for me, because sometimes I don't want to be in a competitive 5v5 or 6v6 game. I just want to do the story and play by myself and do what I need to do, or play with other people in a co-op setting, not trying to kill each other. Yeah, it's not 100% of the time, but I like doing that.
It is a nice break to have like that, as far as we're talking about Overwatch with staying power and, you know, will people want to play? Like, very few games are like Rocket League, where you can have almost the same game and have it last for, you know, years of people playing. But that is a good point, where it's like Battleborn, if you're want a little break, you want to do some casual stuff, you can log on and do some co-op single player stuff, which is cool to have that. Ultimately, if you're getting into Overwatch, though, you're getting into it for the multiplayer, so I mean, there's right. that too. But
and I like the fact with Battleborn, you don't get every character unlocked immediately. You have to work for them.
Fuck that.
Is Battleborn, can you buy them, or is it free? Is it what is the pricing model on that? I don't even know.
I think you can buy them, right?
I don't know that answer.
Did you buy part of it, or?
I mean, I bought the game. I didn't buy any of the characters.
And how much was the game?
It was $60, and then last week it dropped down to $35.
Yeah, had an Overwatch sale.
Yeah,
that is pretty much.
Yeah,
that's just the way that shit works, man. You should have waited.
I should have, but
it's impossible to tell you should have, but I'm like.
2020 hindsight.
You have to just not care. That's the key, because otherwise. It's like buying a computer. It's like there's never a great time to do it. You just have to fucking do it, you know?
I should have waited on my video card. I should have waited until the 1070s came out.
Also,
for God's sake.
We should have done a thing where, well, it's too late now because my roommate took over for it, but I should have just gave you my Xbox Live information and signed you on your Xbox and downloaded my games. Because my roommate is playing Overwatch, Doom, Super Hot, all the other 200 Xbox One games I played for free, because he just put my account on his Xbox.
That sounds, that sounds awesome. I wish.
Yeah, we should have done that before, we did it Sunday. You bought Overwatch Saturday. I didn't even know. I didn't think you could do that. Apparently, you can. I thought that was one of those things that like got shot down at the Xbox One announcement E3.
But you can't be on at the same time, right?
No, we can, because I play with Pun all day, and there's like a workaround. You can do it. He downloaded all my games, or the games he wanted. He didn't buy Overwatch. He was playing the Overwatch I bought on his console while I was playing with mine.
He didn't.
We were playing together.
Did he buy it finally, or is he still using your
company? No, he's using mine. There's a way, like, if I sign on to his account, make his Xbox my home. My home Xbox, it assumes that like I'm using that one all the time, and then it's assuming the one I'm using is a guest, so I can use if like say I go to Andy's, I can play my games at Andy's house. That's what it's assuming mine is doing, so he can play.
Awesome.
That all makes sense, but that sounds like a glitch. The fact that you can both play at the same time, that's not.
Yeah, this is what I said to him. Like I was like, I'll do this. I don't care, but like. If you ever see a save on a game, like, because I was worried about Doom because he wanted to play Doom. I was like, if you see save one slot already full with, like, a game profile, don't ever, like, you know, make, like, a save two. Don't ever play mine. But he said it doesn't show up. Like, he's playing super hot, and he said there was no saves on it. In Overwatch, he started off as level one. So it's working.
I can't wait till you get a bill and it's like actually all those things just charged to your credit card.
Okay, because some scumbag in fucking Jersey City tried to charge my credit or my debit card.
Oh yeah, that's right. All right. Well, that's pretty interesting. I'm gonna look for an update on that next week and see if that's still working.
It's been working fine. Like we played Overwatch the last 2 days.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like I knew it was a thing, but I didn't think it worked like that.
I wonder if it works too, because you guys are on the same IP address. You know what I mean?
No, because like the article that he sent me, because I had questions about it, and he sent me an article, and it was like, and there was big warnings about like if you send your information online, you have to be aware that these people will have your credit cards, so only send it to people that you trust.
Oh, right. So they were saying you can do it from other places.
Yeah, as long as the person that like. Is pretty much stealing your games sets that your profile on their console as the home profile, it works. Like if I made my Xbox One my home profile, it would stop immediately the games that he had.
Interesting. So I see the reason that it probably works is because no one thinks that anyone would be crazy enough to give someone else their home because that has all the control over this thing. Yeah. If it's a friend, then it's not that big of a deal. Yeah. Cool. Well, you heard it here first. If you want to steal games, Adam's got the hookup. Movies.
Yeah, I apparently buy all games. So my roommate has the fucking. He's got the hookup.
Yeah.
I was super hot, by the way. I really wanted to play that.
Super Hot is one of my favorite games this year.
Really?
Yes.
It looks amazing. I really like that.
Really
I was
fun.
Hoping you'd get that. That's right in Adam's wheelhouse, that game.
I would, Andy, love to see you play because it's fucking cool. Like the shit.
Oh, it looks cool. I love the combo stuff. That's what's neat about
it. It's like a little John Woo like action movie, right? Like it's like a 10-second action movie every time you do it. It could take you 2 minutes to solve the puzzle, but the replay is like 5 seconds long.
Right.
It's really cool.
That game looks really neat. I might have to try that. How much was it? Is it a full price game? Is it $20?
I think I bought it for like $22.
Yeah, that's a game that'll be $5 in 2 months. So, Dustin, don't buy Battleborn. Sorry, buddy.
Hold on, before we leave.
I was going to talk Oculus quick because I know somebody on Slack wanted us to talk about that quick.
Xbox onesies?
We could do that too. Let me just do Oculus before I forget since it's not on here. Okay. Did you guys hear about this? It's basically the Vive and Oculus are very similar headsets. The Oculus has the controllers and the room scale stuff. The Rift doesn't. But
which one has the dildo seat?
The dildo seat?
Yeah, the one you sit on. It's the activated.
I believe that is something entirely different.
Something I dreamed of.
Yeah, that's actually just a motorized thing that you get on a bike. Let's take this offline.
If anybody's ever wanted to have an Adam Baynard quote, I'm going to give you one. I've never had a wet dream.
All right.
Okay. That's all I got to say about that
summer for a second.
Either.
Yeah, dude, I'm jealous. Like, I've had, like, the erections when I woke up, but never went through the whole thing.
Huh.
Yeah.
Let it simmer.
I wonder why that is. I know what I'm doing tonight.
It's not like I'm a stallion or anything. Like, you know.
You just got to wear the Oculus to bed.
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe that'll help me.
But anyway, you could use either game on either headset, and then Oculus 2 weeks ago came out and made it so that it checks to make sure you're wearing the Rift to play Rift games. So you can still you can't play Vive games. You can't play Oculus games with the Vive now. And I understand it. They're totally allowed to do that. Its consoles would do that. It just sucks because it's not good for virtual reality. You know what I mean? It's also not good for Oculus. Like, I got to tell you, the Vive's already a better headset. Yeah, it's $200 more, but you get controllers and room scale.
Yeah. All the shit I've seen, like, VR-wise, people have been having a blast with the Vive. Like, those controllers. Yeah, have you seen the Pictionary game for Vive? It looks amazing. Like, it looks so much fun. Like,
the
people drawing.
I gotta go play it. I haven't gone. I've literally never put a VR headset on except the gear, which was actually pretty cool. But it's still a cell phone strapped to your face, you know.
Yeah.
But I mean, what do you guys think about that? It's very DRM, and it's very like the PC world's not used to things having like a black box like that.
Well, the thing I saw about this was the guy that wrote the software to make all the games work with the Vive. He found a way that like. He hacked whatever they just did now, and he ended up breaking all the DRM on like all of the Unreal 4 games, so people were taking them for free. So he was trying to tell people not to pirate games, but he still published his work. So there's still a way around it, but now people are actually instead of paying for the games and then playing them on their Vive, people are just stealing them.
Yeah.
And playing them on their Vive, so that kind of sucks. This guy was like, I don't know what to do. Like, what they did to us sucked, but I didn't want people to steal. But he still did it anyway, so I don't think he cares that much.
I think the all the Steam games that I've seen, I mean, not all of them, but most of the VR games I've seen on Steam have both Oculus and Vive capabilities.
Right.
So I just think, I think the Oculus is probably going to be going away here pretty soon.
Makes you wonder if Oculus is scared. That's what it makes you wonder, because it seems like Vive's like, whatever, we don't give a shit. And right. Oculus is like, you need to buy our headset. So given Valve's got a lot more money.
We're not going to go too deep into it, but the rumor is 2017 Xbox One will have Oculus support.
Right.
Which it will be fucking crazy if they send out. They're saying it's going to be 4 times stronger than the current PlayStation 4. It has 4. To be.
Well, right.
And it will come with Oculus Rift, which would be nuts. That's something that I want.
I heard it would support Rift. I don't know if it'll come with it. Either way, same idea.
I didn't mean come with. I just meant like it would support it. Sorry.
Would you say, Dustin?
Do you think they'll be using the Kinect with that to have the full room experience? Like the
I mean, why not?
I always said the Kinect would be amazing for VR. It would be the perfect use of it. I would assume yes, because the PlayStation Morpheus is using their camera, so I'm sure it would. It's gonna be, the C3 is gonna be super interesting. It sounds like it's true. Both systems are gonna come out with more powerful consoles.
Yeah. Well, it sounded like this year Xbox will release a Slim that's not anything different, and then next year release the one that can use Oculus. Which would be crazy. Like, I couldn't imagine an Xbox One that you can just strap an Oculus to your fucking head and just go. It sounds crazy.
Overwatch, I would just throw up.
No.
Overwatch. That would be vomit. Everybody would. I'd like to see if they could pull that off, because even 4 times PS4 is like, it takes a lot. It takes a really fast computer to run a VR headset right now. So that being said, they can make games specifically for it. And if they really do that, if you're going to support the Oculus, now are they going to support it as like a, hey, you can use the Oculus to play these Xbox One VR games? Or are they going to support like the Oculus games, which would mean that the Xbox is almost a PC at that point? Like that whole, how they separate those lines is going to be super interesting.
I mean, the only reason why we know about this is because that one Xbox One developer said, hey, we're working on a VR game. It's like, why would you say that? Like, they have to be violating some kind of like policy that they signed, or like that's the worst thing you could ever say when Microsoft's trying to keep this shit secret. They're like, yeah, we're working on an Oculus game for Xbox One.
It was probably a purposeful leak or something. Like
the Xbox Slim got leaked, so maybe if people didn't take that kindly, or people weren't enthused by it, maybe like, hey, Xbox One is gonna have a VR system. But that'd be crazy, because that's the way I'm going to get introduced to VR. Like, I'm not gonna buy a PC to play VR. Like, I really want to try VR, but it's not gonna happen for me. If I can buy a $400 Xbox One, I will try it.
It's called now PlayStation VR. Aren't you gonna get that?
I don't think
I tried, but I couldn't pre-order it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if the pre-order is going to be that backed, if they're going to be backed up past December 2016, I might as well just wait for the Xbox One, you know?
Yeah, it'd be interesting. The Vive and the Morpheus had, Oculus, I mean, had horrible backorder problems. So,
yep.
Yeah.
Do you want to mention
these? People are excited for it.
You want to mention these Xbox onesies, Dustin? Because I don't know what this is.
I don't know what they are.
I just throw Xbox onesies. I was trying to do like the Gollum thing where he says like onesies or one.
Oh, I thought Dustin, because Dustin said it before.
No, but we just talked about it.
I thought you literally talked about it. Okay.
No, we just talked about the Slim and the VR Xbox One. If they come out, even if you're not concerned with VR, if they come out with an Xbox One that is 4 times as strong as the current like Xbox, it's like, why not call it the Xbox 2 or whatever? They're not the same system at that point, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I really am very interested to see what they're going to do with these new things, because it's either going to piss me off or make me excited. I'm just not sure which one it's going to do yet.
As long as everything's backwards compatible, I don't care what they do. That's my opinion.
Well, I think it'll be backwards compatible, but will it be future compatible?
I don't think playing any 360 game with a headset is going to be fun.
Oh, no, Adam just means he can play the old Xbox games. But I mean, I'm saying, like, are they going to come out with a game that doesn't work on the old systems? That would suck. Because then it's not Xbox One and a half. It's the next Xbox at that point.
Anything, Xbox One XL.
Well, anything that comes out for the Xbox VR will be designed specifically for that. You're not going to get to play your old games in VR. Like, there will be the VR. Yeah, like, so, like, Fable 3 or whatever. No, you won't.
They might have some games, like Alien Isolation.
It's never going to fucking happen.
If they remake
them. You can do it on the PC right now. You can play Alien Isolation with a headset on the PC.
I'm just saying the Xbox, they won't do it. That's just my...
No, but Alien Isolation has a VR mode, so they'd have to add that to the Xbox One, which they could do. But yeah. But I had something on this. Now it's gone. Fuck. Oh, no, I was just going to say, the next systems, though, I think the most interesting part of everything is, will there be games that only, not VR games, because obviously that's going to be the case, but will there be non-VR games that are only playable on the new systems? Because at that point,
happen, right? What's the point of having them?
That's the thing, is it's like, well, at that point, it's not the Xbox One and a half or the PlayStation 4K.
Yeah,
it's
that's what I'm saying. Like, just name them differently. Because like I said before, like, Uncharted 4 is the best looking game that's on console, and it's like, you're going to add a new console that can play better games, but you're still going to call it the same name when Uncharted 4 can do this? Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. Like,
I mean, Nintendo did that with the 3DS.
Yeah, and it was fucking stupid as shit, too.
Yeah.
You're right, though. That's gonna be interesting too. This isn't something we can really take bets on because it's kind of arbitrary. But
I'll take a bet on it.
Well, yeah, there's really you can't really.
I'll take put a thousand down right now.
All right,
I got it. Let's do it.
Will the PlayStation 5?
Dustin, write it down.
Will the PlayStation 5 and or the Xbox 4.5 or the Xbox 1.5, whatever the fuck we're calling
1080?
Them? Will either of them be significantly more powerful than the Nintendo NX? I'm gonna say yes.
I would say the Xbox 360 is more powerful than the Nintendo NX.
No, I think the NX will be as fast as the current system.
I'm just being a dick, but it's gonna be like they're gonna be caught behind. Like Nintendo was like, "Oh, we're gonna jump out in front of them with this shit," and then all of a sudden they got PlayStation VR. Then all of a sudden Nintendo or Xbox is like, maybe we should probably jump into this, and then we'll plan it out. Like 18 months later, we'll have something.
The classic Nintendo move would be not to release the best parts that they can at the time that they're releasing it, but instead to release a similar spec system to the ones that just came out. And it's like, no, motherfucker, that's how you get destroyed, you know, because they're going to release something and then the Xbox One, the 4K is already going to be out and the Xbox One and a half is going to be coming out like a month later or whatever the time frames are. And it's like, now you're half as fast as the current systems again.
Have we, on this podcast, given Sony like the congratulations of selling 40 million PlayStation 4s.
I think we talked 30 when that happened, but
that's fucking great. Nuts. Like, where's the Xbox One at? Like 16? 16 and a half?
17? It was, no, I think it's more than that. It was about half for a while. And it might have creeped past that. So it might be like, crazy. I would guess like 22.
I can't wait. I cannot wait for Sony to explain why we need more powerful PlayStation 4 when they have 40 million PlayStation 4s out there. It's going to be great.
It'll be interesting. Microsoft and Sony have a lot of explaining to do with this E3, releasing new systems, because you know they want to walk that line of like, everything's going to be great with the old systems, but these are amazing because of this. And that's a really hard thing to do, you know? It's going to be interesting. I don't know. This E3 is going to be just fascinating. It really is.
It's going to be great. I wish Nintendo would show up for it instead of just showing Zelda.
I guess it's almost nice because we could concentrate on Microsoft and Sony, and like in a few months we can get the Nintendo stuff, but it would be sweet.
That's what we do every year is Xbox and PlayStation. Nintendo hasn't been there for several years now at this point.
No, but they usually do
the Directs. They're there, but their press conferences are Nintendo Directs.
Yeah,
Zelda will be playable there, not on the NX. And as a Zelda fan, that bores the shit out of me.
I still think that game's gonna be bad.
I don't think it's gonna be bad. They very rarely made a bad one, but.
Do you think the NX is gonna have virtual reality components?
No.
I have no. Absolutely I don't know what that not. I think from Nintendo. I really
unless
don't.
You can strap like unless they have like a Samsung Galaxy 8 like license agreement with it. I don't see it happening.
So last week or a week before I was saying that the NX was going to be a phone. I think one of us said that. What
nope,
if
I would never say what, that.
What if it is the phone? What if it's the Samsung 7? What if they come out with their own Nintendo Samsung phone with the VR capability?
Well, my problem is if they're afraid to announce right now, they're not going to announce a phone that's 6 months old.
Well, eight like the next phone. Maybe they'll still call it the Samsung NX or something.
It would have to be so far ahead of what everybody's doing.
But maybe they are.
They're not.
Maybe
they're Nintendo.
Maybe they're teaming up with Samsung.
You know what's sad? I'd probably buy that phone.
I would too.
Let's be honest.
I need a new
Let's
phone.
Let's be honest.
Dustin, just say you want the Batman phone. Let's just move on.
You fucking deleted it, so I can't talk about it.
All right, Dustin wants a Batman phone. He's not going to buy it.
It comes with a VR headset.
Oh, does it? It's come with a gear?
Yeah, there was like an unboxing, and you open the box, the first thing you see is a bat symbol. It's like a golden bat symbol with like a VR code on the back of it, and then it comes with the phone, a sweet fucking case, and a VR headset for it. I don't know what the pricing is, but it looks so cool. I just want it for the box.
Please buy this and tell Adam that you're a bigger Batman fan than him once you get it.
I might do that. Depends on how much it is, because you know I'm a cheapskate. But
you're not a cheapskate. You're spending $60 on Overwatch when I told you not to buy it.
You didn't tell me not to buy it. You called me a pussy.
Well, I told you to rent it. That's pretty much saying don't buy it.
It wasn't in the red box by where I live.
So you bought it instead of renting it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
sure.
not.
I'm pretty sure I am.
You guys want
to? I'm just gonna blame it.
Do you guys want to go play Overwatch? Andy bought it. We forgot to mention that Andy bought Overwatch.
Yeah, I have not turned it on yet.
You're never gonna play it. You gotta stop buying games.
No, I've been pretty good. The only one that I didn't really play was The Division.
Have you finished? Where are you at Uncharted? A month later.
About 8 hours in.
Have you got to Africa yet?
Yeah.
Okay. That's you probably were.
I don't need to play, 300 hours. I'll beat it eventually. It's worth the money to me. I mean, I don't buy The Witcher because I will never play a game. Like, I'll never play
Oh,
a game like
fuck. That. The Witcher expansion comes out Tuesday.
It was on sale on Steam for $25. I almost bought it. Oh, $35. I almost bought it.
Yeah.
Second greatest.
It'll keep coming down.
Yeah. Second greatest
Steam
game of all time.
Coming out soon, so.
Yeah. All right.
That's where I spend most of my money.
I think we've done
that. You guys want to talk about the gorilla that fucking attacked the shit out of that kid in Chicago or whatever? Cincinnati?
Not particularly.
Did you watch the video of it? It's fucking nuts.
What the fuck is wrong with people? Why do
people can't watch their fucking kids. You watch the video of that kid getting dragged around that pool. Like, he looks like a fucking like water skier. Watch that video. Watch the video. This gorilla is dragging this kid around, and the kid is like catching air off the fucking wakes. It's fucking sweet.
Is the kid okay?
It's like SSX gorilla drag. Yeah, he's fine.
Oh,
except the emotional damage he'll have every time he shuts his eyes and sees a 450
pound gorilla. It's like Team America World Police.
It's like hey, you want to go swimming? And the kid closes his eyes and sees a fucking silverback dragging him across the fucking top of the water. This kid was fucking. He was like if you found the flattest stone, just picture the most perfect rock in your hand, smooth on both sides.
Like cock?
And you really whip it back and throw it across the water and it skips like 7 or 8 times. That's like that kid like 100 times like 10x. Just fucking whip it across the water. Kid was like, it was pretty crazy. Like don't let your kids. There's a reason why my mom had a leash for me when I was 4 years old. And this mom should have had a leash for her kid. That's all I have to say about that.
Jesus, thank you.
Let's go way to end the podcast.
I had a leash.
I'm Andy.
For God's sake.
Play Doom. Play fucking Doom.
All right. Adam, the vodka is catching up. Or is it bourbon?
I thought that was our outro.
Oh, go ahead. I'll let you end with Play Doom.
Oh.